and welcome to OSCE-8 podcasts. For further revision material, please visit www.osce-aid.co.uk. We hope you enjoy listening. Explaining procedures. This podcast will teach you how to explain procedures to a patient using the example of a colonoscopy. You can find further detailed stations for explaining the most common procedures at www.osce-aid.co.uk. In explaining procedures during an OSCE station, you should take a similar approach to any communication station. Focus on the patient's concerns and expectations. Make sure you use a very limited amount of jargon and make sure that you're constantly checking understanding as you're going along. We find it's easiest to separate these kinds of consultations into three parts. This is a very basic formula, which you don't have to stick to rigidly, but you do need to make sure you cover all these questions at some point during the consultation. The first stage is to make an introduction and check the prior knowledge. 1. What does the patient understand is the reason for the procedure? 2. Elicit any specific concerns. And 3, confirm prior understanding of the procedure. After this, you should explain the procedure in more detail. 1, why does it need to be done? 2, what will it entail? For this part, you can focus on details that are relevant to the patient and not the technicalities. You could split it into sections, for example, what will happen before, during, and after the procedure? 3, what are the risks? You should mention the most common risks, but also the most serious ones. And 4, make sure as you go along that you are chunking and checking. So give small information nuggets and then regularly check understanding. In some circumstances, it may be appropriate to draw diagrams to aid their understanding. After you've explained the procedure, you need to summarise what you've discussed, check your understanding, and then formulate a plan. 1. Ask the patient what they understand about why they need procedure and what it will entail. 2. Check that you've addressed their specific concerns and that no more have arisen during your conversation. And then 3. Summarise the agreed plan. If you like, you can offer the patient written literature to remind them of what you've discussed. We're now going to go through the example of colonoscopy, just giving you some key phrases that you might find helpful to cover these points. For the introduction and checking the prior knowledge.
Hello, my name is Dr. Pilling, and I've been asked to come in today to discuss a test that we would like to do in the next few weeks. Would that be okay with you? Before we go into the details, I'd just like to get a bit more information about what's been happening with your health recently, from your perspective. What have you been told so far about the test that we're suggesting today? Is there anything that particularly worries you or is playing on your mind at the moment?
These phrases may be helpful when you're explaining the procedure.
I can explain a little bit more about the procedure itself if you would like. Firstly, we can talk a bit about why the procedure is important to do and what it might entail and how you'd need to prepare. Then we can address some of your specific worries and go over some of the risks associated with this particular procedure. Does that sound okay? So, the procedure that we're proposing to do is called a colonoscopy. Have you heard of this? Well, this is a procedure which can give us a lot of information about the lining of the bowel and can also help us to make decisions about what treatment you may or may not need, and also if you might need any further tests. As you described, you recently had a change in your bowel habit, and this can be the result of many different things. A colonoscopy can help us work out what this could be, and can help us exclude some causes and help us decide where to go next. Before coming to your appointment, you'll need to make sure that your bowel is empty. Firstly, we'll give you a special laxative that we can give you today, and also we'll ask you to avoid certain foods in the days leading up to the procedure. We ask someone to come with you to your procedure for moral support and also to drive you home, as we might be giving you sedative beforehand. I know that you mentioned earlier that you were concerned that your uncle had had a colonoscopy shortly before he was diagnosed with bowel cancer. Well, lots of people have these kinds of worries before this procedure. However, the symptoms that you've been having are really common, and in the vast majority of cases, there's no sinister cause found for them. The reason why we do a colonoscopy this early is to make sure that we rule out anything serious as soon as possible, and so that in the rare cases where there is a more complex cause, we can start thinking about treatment early. Although a colonoscopy is a very common procedure and usually performed with no complications, it does, like any procedure, sometimes have risks. A few people will experience discomfort or abdominal bloating following the procedure. Very rarely, it can cause damage to the wall of the bowel, and this can cause bleeding or sometimes make a small hole in the bowel itself, although this is extremely rare. If you develop symptoms such as severe pain or you have significant amounts of blood passing from the rectum, then you should visit a doctor immediately. The team feels that the risks from this procedure are far, far outweighed by its advantages, but if you have any more questions or you want to think about it for any longer, that's absolutely fine too.
After explaining the procedure, summarise what you've discussed, check your understanding, and make a plan.
Well, we've gone over quite a lot today. I want to make sure that I've explained everything properly. Could you just go over what we've discussed so that I can make sure we haven't missed out anything important? I know that you've been feeling really apprehensive about the colonoscopy. How do you feel about it now? Is there anything else that's worried you that we haven't touched on today? I'll see you again soon when you come in for the procedure. I have a leaflet that we give all of our patients which gives you a bit more information about exactly what you need to do before the procedure and also has a contact number on it just in case you have any more specific questions that you can think of between now and then.
The biggest challenge in stations like these is often running out of time. During the stress of a time-limited OSCE station, you're inevitably going to forget a few details here and there. The things to absolutely not forget are to elicit and address the patient's concerns and to make sure that you're constantly checking their understanding. You will perform much better in stations like these if you prioritise clear and compassionate communication but forget a few of the technical details than if you robotically list off all the different possible risks of the procedure without stopping to check in with your patient. If you do run out of time, then acknowledge it.
I'm afraid we've run out of time today, but there are a few more things I wanted to discuss with you about the procedure. Perhaps we could make another appointment to finish up this conversation?
We hope that this podcast has given you tips on how to explain a procedure. Please do listen to our other OSCE Aid podcasts on communication and history-taking skills.